Nick, in commentary yesterday, Homicide said the next two games will be the toughest you'll play all season. Would that be a fair call?
I think they're going to be tough games for sure, but I mean, right now we're just every game's been pretty tough, and we're just trying to get better as a group. So, look forward to the Sydney game, and know it's going to be a challenge, and hopefully that'll help us keep building towards the end of the season.
Is there a different vibe about the team with Bryce Cotton on the court?
I mean, he's the MVP. It's great to have him out there. He draws so much attention. The other guys get open, so great to have him back, and hopefully he keeps getting better and better for us.
What did you take from the last Sydney game?
That we need to be relentless the whole game. We need to come out, and we can't just roll into a game and expect to win. We've got to be great defensively all game and really impose our will that way.
Is Angus Brand good enough to take on Andrew Bogut? He's standing up back there trying to make you laugh, so your chance to get back at him?
Nah, Angus has been good. He's going to keep getting better every week, and hopefully he's going to have a big game on Friday for us because we're going to need him to play well.
Bogut's in great form, isn't he? I mean, he's coming off the 23 points. He's going to be a huge presence. What did you learn from Thursday night against him in particular?
This is the first time playing against him, so obviously it's first time playing someone. It's a bit, you got to get used to playing against him and stuff. And he has a huge impact on the game. He's a great defender, and he takes up a lot of that key. So just moving the ball offensively, I think we are a bit stagnant. And if we can fix that, hopefully we'll have a better result.
What do you think the reception for? I know you're fresh to Perth and the Red Army. What do you think the reception's going to be for him?
I think the crowd's going to be great on Friday. Obviously, Sydney's a great team and one of the powerhouses right now, so I think we're going to get a good crowd, and I can't wait to hear him support us, and hopefully that'll help us get over the line.
He started so well in the other night. Like he had a couple, first few points, and then he had three blocks as well. Did his presence have a big impact, do you feel, just who he was and the size of him that night?
I think he had a big impact on the game. Obviously, part of that's on us. We need to do a better job of moving the ball and taking him out of the comfort of just standing in that key, but same time he's going to be a good player, he's going to have impacts, and we just need to try to nullify that as much as we can.
Is he the type of bloke who you can scout him as much as you want, but you have to actually have played against him to get the full impact of what you need to do?
I think a little bit, yeah. First time playing Sydney, so a lot of the guys, you pick up a few things, you can only see so much on tape, and to actually go against a few of the guys, it was a good experience, and hopefully we've learnt from that, and we'll have a better game on Friday because of it.
What are you expecting from the Kings on Friday night?
Similar thing. They're a great team. They've got so much talent on their roster that we're going to have to play really well to be in the game, and we're going to have to play Wildcats basketball. We're going to have to lock in defensively and really move that ball offensively.
Tell us about Bryce. How did he pull up? Can you give us an insight into whether it was sore afterwards? He said in the press conference that he'll give it a couple of hours, but he looked like he was shooting okay today.
Yeah, I think he's looking well out there, and I think it's getting better and better every day. So just having him out there on Sunday was great for us, and it'll be great to have him back again this week.
Are you allowed to shake his hand or give him high fives at the moment?
Yeah, that first couple of days was really leave it alone, but the way he played on the weekend, and I mean, he did it so unselfishly. Like, I don't even know if he scored in the first quarter or anything, and then still managed to have 21, so that just shows the type of player he is and the type of teammate he is as well.
Pretty good team.
Yeah, they are, but we want those challenges. There's no point of going into games and winning by 30. You want the challenges, and you want to get better every game, because at the end of the day, it's going to be those tight games in the finals, and we want to be a championship team, and you need to play the best teams to do that.
Is there already a feeling of this weekend, there's obviously two big opponents, the season defining? Is there a feeling amongst the group that it just steps up a little bit straight away?
I don't know if it's season defining, but at the same time, it is good challenges, and you get two big wins this weekend, it could really be a good momentum going forward from here. So really just looking forward to the Sydney game right now, and hopefully we can get a good home win again.
Can you just tell us quickly about Wani? I won't pronounce his surname, but just what you've seen of him, and then finishing off the game with the 2 points.
He only had a little bit to do with Wani so far, but he was here in pre-season with us, and he's just such a good energy guy and loves playing the game, so it's good to have him around the group, and for him to get those first 2 points on the weekend was something special. I think the fact that everyone was so happy for him and we're all off the bench cheering was such a good experience as well. It shows the culture and just the togetherness of the group.